This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Global warming and melting polar ice has slightly slowed the Earth's rotation, and it could affect how we measure time. A new study has found that the melting of polar ice caused by climate change is redistributing mass on the Earth, making it spin less quickly than it would otherwise. Duncan Agnew, a geophysicist at the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, said that as ice at the poles melts, it changes where the Earth's mass is concentrated. The change, in turn, affects the planet's angular velocity. The dynamic is comparable to a figure skater twirling on ice. Agnew says, if you have a skater who starts spinning, if she extends her arms or stretches out her legs, she will slow down, he says. But if a skater's arms are drawn inward, the skater twirls faster. Less solid ice at the Earth's poles, then, means more mass around the equator, Earth's waist. What you're doing with the ice melt is you're taking water that's frozen solid in places like Antarctica and Greenland, and that frozen water is melting, and you move the fluids to other places on the planet. The water flows off towards the equator. Agnew said, it's kind of impressive, even to me, that we've done something that measurably changes how fast the Earth rotates. Things are happening that are unprecedented. The effect of climate change has pushed timekeeping organizations to add a negative leap second, an adjustment that is needed because Earth's daily rotation has trended slower over time. Historically, timekeepers have added leap seconds to the common standard for clocks because Earth's slowing spin causes astronomical time to fall behind atomic time, which is measured by the vibration of atoms in atomic clocks. Adding and subtracting leap seconds is a pain because the practice has the potential to disrupt satellite, financial, and energy transmission systems that rely on extremely precise timing. In fact, global timekeepers voted in 2022 to do away with the leap second additions and subtractions by 2035 and let universal time drift away from the pace of the Earth's rotation. Now, climate change will affect not only weather, coastlines, and growth cycles, but also timekeeping. A federal court in Montana has assessed a $9.9 million penalty against a Montana man found responsible for thousands of unlawful and malicious spoofed robocalls to consumers across the nation. Scott Rhodes, a former Sandpoint, Idaho resident now living in Montana, was found guilty of spoofing illegal robocalls made to people in Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, and Virginia in 2018. The calls displayed inaccurate caller IDs, indicating that they were from local phone numbers, inducing the recipients to answer the calls and listen to recorded messages. Those messages included highly inflammatory and disturbing content, often directed at certain constituencies that intended to offend or harm the recipients. For example, hundreds of the spoofed robocalls targeted residents of Brooklyn, Iowa, in the aftermath of a local woman's murder. Similarly, more than 2,000 of the illegal robocalls targeted residents of Charlottesville, Virginia, during the investigation and prosecution of James Fields, Jr. for killing one woman and injuring dozens during a rally in August 2017. Many consumers who received the calls submitted complaints to the FCC and other law enforcement agencies regarding unwanted and harassing robocalls. The FCC traced the illegal robocalls to Scott Rhodes. The FCC imposed a $9.9 million forfeiture penalty against Rhodes. The court also imposed an injunction on Rhodes prohibiting any future violations of the Truth in Caller ID Act and Telephone Consumer Protection Act. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.